alive or dead at this present point. But I want to go to Toulouse and speak to a student who's very close to all of this, Felicity Cinnamon. Felicity, good morning.
Good morning.
Felicity, you're studying there, you're from this neck of the woods. It must have been difficult for you in the area over the past 24, 48 hours.
Yes, we were actually in the area on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, and it's quite hard to know exactly what's going on, I think, when you're right in the middle of what is happening, but it's quite scary. I have friends living just two streets beside the current street where the siege is taking place, and just every 10 minutes or so they're sending texts to say there's been another explosion or another gunshot. And I'm about 4 kilometres away at the minute, but even just to go to the shop for a slice of bread, when you walk out onto the street, there's helicopters, and it's quite a scary place to be.
Now, three loud explosions heard near the scene of the siege within the past few minutes, but obviously the police are... I was listening to one of the experts speaking on our news this morning. The police are just trying to keep this guy under intense pressure in the hope that he will give himself up, and obviously they don't want him to be able to sleep either, and that'll be part of the way that they maybe will be able to take him alive. They want to take him alive, but at this point he may have already killed himself. People are not sure. Generally in the vicinity, you know, Toulouse itself, is it the sort of place I would imagine where something like this comes as an immense and an incredible shock?
Yeah, I mean, Toulouse is a city, there's a metro system with two lines because every point of the city is walkable. So, I mean, I could walk to this current street within 25 minutes, and even though I'm maybe 4 kilometres out, even just going to university yesterday, we were unsure whether to actually go or not because it's still so close. And particularly out even, there's an Irish pub there that we would go to regularly, and I was sitting watching our school's cup match on Monday afternoon, not realising that just on the next street this was all about to kick off 2 days later. So it just shows how close it is. And for Toulouse to be such a student city, I mean, it's the third largest student city in France. It's just deserted at the minute.
And what are the students saying? What are the students saying about Mohamed Merha? He's executed seven people, including little children. Are students being vocal about him? Or is there universal condemnation? Or sometimes, as you find in student land, there are people saying, "Well, but maybe hold on till we look more closely at this." Is there any air of that?
No, none. It's just complete shock, and people are just... they're just completely sort of sickened. I think even one of his own friends, he was said to have been in a bar a few days ago or a few weeks ago in Toulouse with friends, and even his own friends, I think, are just standing up against it. They're just in complete shock. I haven't heard one person that has sort of tried in any way to justify what he's done. And Toulouse is such, you know, it's such a diverse city. There's people from every background, and I think that's just what's the most shocking thing for people at the minute.
Felicity, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Felicity.
Okay.